gosh, it's quite enlightening. It's a real shock that there can be such a way that the president, current president, sits on a platform with the opposition leader, the candidate fighting against him, and he doesn't beat him up, and they debate issues, they are fully accountable for those issues, and the journalist sits and asks them questions and also doesn't get beaten up. It was quite interesting. It's the first time I saw such a thing in my life.
Something you'd like to see happening in Zimbabwe?
Ah, I just dream of that happening in Zimbabwe. Whether it will happen and start and finish without anyone having blood dripping, that will be something else.
But what about the content, the itself, you know, the messaging from the presidential candidates? What did you make of that?
That is interesting because, you know, there's a lot of very technical debate that maybe for ordinary citizens you didn't really understand it. But it still shows that they are accountable for the promises they make. They cannot just say things without being able to say, well, exactly how are we going to reduce the health deficit? Exactly how are we creating jobs? And I think that is very important in Zimbabwe because, you know, we have been so used to just empty promises, and then that's the only time you see the candidates. You never see them come and actually say, okay, we said we are going to do it like this, like this, like this. So this is the first program for us to create this amount of jobs. And they then go and implement. Those are the important things that we need to start to see in Zimbabwe.